Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 250 podcast episodes about our incredible city. This episode, I'm joined by Adam Hug and Caitlin Dahl from Saz's State House, an iconic Milwaukee spot that originally opened as a saloon in 1895. As someone who has had his fair share of sampler platters at many different local festivals, it was amazing to get to know Saz's better and how many different food and drink options the place really has. How did the building transition and change hands since 1895? From game day to the famous Friday fish fry, what's the vibe there today? How do regulars experience Saz's? When is Saz there working, and how do you meet him? All of this and more in a fast-paced, fun, and friendly episode. Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe. Our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. We're sponsored in part by Visit Milwaukee, and our official presenting partner is Growth Law. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming.
The rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. To
go out at night. Adam Hug, general manager of Saz's State House Restaurant.
Caitlin Dahl, assistant general manager at Saz's State House Restaurant.
Adam, Caitlin, what's up?
How are you?
How are you?
I don't matter. How are both of you?
Wonderful. It's a great Tuesday.
Yes. All right. We're going to get into other questions, but two delicious looking cocktails right in front of me. First of all, I'm an idiot. What does your day look like here in as general manager, assistant general manager? Like, what are you in charge of making sure happens every day?
Everything we do is focused around making sure the guests have a great experience in the restaurant.
Okay.
From the moment they enter the door, make sure that our employees are smiling, that we're friendly, that we're greeting everybody, making sure that our food is coming out of the kitchen hot, fresh, tasty, beautiful.
Yeah.
Making sure that their Saz experience not only meets their expectations, but exceeds it.
Cool. And Caitlin, you just boss Adam around and make sure he does all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. How'd you know?
She's the better half of the duo.
Well, hey, mission accomplished, right? Because all that stuff is happening, and not only here in the restaurant, but everywhere that people interact and engage with the brand. So awesome. Awesome work. But let's talk about where we are in this building. This is not like built yesterday.
No, it was not.
What's the background on this place, if you have it?
Well, the building itself was built in 1895.
Wow.
1895, and it was originally opened as a saloon in 1895.
Okay. That's awesome.
It's changed hands quite a few times.
Uh-huh.
A gentleman named Philip Drexler owned it in 1932.
Okay.
At which point it was operated as a soft beverage saloon because of prohibition.
Prohibition, yeah.
But in 35, he opened it up again as a legal saloon. And he put an addition on the place, and he covered the building with a stone veneer, which is the same veneer we have on today? The building today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It switched times a couple more times, switched hands. 1960, Wally Erdman owned the facility.
Okay.
It was called Wally's Tavern. And Wally put like several different beer signs on the exterior of the building, switching between Blatt's, Schlitz, Miller, of which we still have a sign on the outside today.
Yeah.
Which is a High Life sign right now.
That's so cool.
In 75, Wayne Breitz owned it as the Holly House because we're really close to Holly Street.
Yeah.
And then by 76, our good friend Steve Sazama purchased the building. And
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard a couple of things. And actually, the room we're sitting in right now was another kind of evolution to the building because this is an addition as well.
So. Nice. Just keeps getting bigger here.
Always.
Let's talk a little bit about the neighborhood.
Yeah.
What is this neighborhood that we are sitting in?
So we're just west of the Miller Valley. We're blocks away from, at one time, was the main distribution center for Miller Coors. I mean, they're still operating there today.
Uh-huh.
And blocks away from the Washington Heights neighborhood of Milwaukee, which is very well-known neighborhood in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Cool. And where do I park when I come here?
Well, we have a pretty roomy lot.
Huge parking lot, yeah.
We do share it with our butcher friends across the way here.
Okay.
But otherwise, we have some parking behind the restaurant and then up down the street.
Sure.
Saz has done a great job working with our alderman to make sure that we have parking for all our guests, especially on Brewer game days.
It's easy to get here. I came from Greendale. It was like a 15-minute ride over. Pull into the lot, take a spot, walk in, everyone's smiling, which was great. Everyone greeted me, which was awesome. So I think it's probably even faster to get here if you're downtown and you're going to hit a place on your way home, or you're out west and you want to come in for lunch or something, like all that stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really close to the highway.
Yeah.
And you can get to anywhere from
there. Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, lunch hour, yes. Happy hour, yes. Dinner, yes. All that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, more and more. Okay, let's talk about the place a little bit. What's the vibe on a typical day? I know you probably have a lot of sports fans in here some days, but what's the vibe on a normal day with the regulars?
The great thing about the restaurant is it's very diverse as far as the vibe goes. So
okay.
on game days, it's high energy. A lot of people hooping it up, cheering to the game, rooting on our favorite Bucks players, favorite Brewers players. But also on the weekends, we can get into more of a casual dining atmosphere where a lot of families are coming in.
Okay.
Just coming in to enjoy our fish fry or those Saz's staples.
Fish fry.
I'm
so hungry.
The Miller High Life Beer Battered Cod.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I think we're just very diverse, but we're anybody that's looking to have a good time is welcome.
Sure. I'm the kind of person that I show up at a place like this. I like to sit up at the bar, meet the staff, hang out, get the stories, make some relationships. Is that how, I mean, that's cool too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what our Friday afternoon is all about. Saz is still behind the bar every Friday, shaking dice with our regulars.
So I am here. Yes. All right. A new meeting spot for Fridays. Yeah. What about, kind of mentioned this, but fun night out with friends to family friendly, all of the above?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have a little bit of everything. So people are coming in for game day with their buddies, or they're bringing their wife out for dinner on a Friday night.
Good date night spot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Reservations encouraged?
Always encouraged.
Yeah, because you probably never know. I mean, if it's going to spike up and get a ton of people here. Or...
Always encouraged, never required.
Yes.
We will always accommodate. But especially with the larger groups, because we are a popular spot, we want to make sure you have a great experience when you come. That's what it comes down to.
So I've been here a number of times in the restaurant, but it pales in comparison to the number of sampler platters I've eaten over my lifetime, which is probably in the millions. Let's get into food and drink. So we've got a couple of cocktails here. It's great to know you're making signature and they're on draft, right? So you just, it's like fast, you know, cocktail pouring, which is always great and easy for everyone. But what are sort of the highlights of the, if you can start where you want, but what are the highlights of the menu?
Yeah, we definitely have some staples that, stick around menu to menu. Like we have our ribs, which Saz is famous for.
Yeah.
We have the pulled pork, pulled chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Stephanie burger was actually one of the best sellers. The owner's wife, Saz's son, actually came up with that one.
Nice.
Yeah. Besides that, we have some new menu flips coming down the pipeline here. We have some exciting stuff going on there.
Yeah.
And that's when the seasonal like flares always come into play.
Yeah, sure. You know, I can't imagine the pressure on places like this now that everyone wants fresh, new, what's different, what, you know, I always try to find what's not on the menu that I should order.
Sure.
Any secrets like that here?
Yeah,
you
we have
can
a few.
Share?
Okay. We have a few because we specialize in beer battered cod on Fridays.
Yeah.
You are welcome to order a fish sandwich with us, and it is
delicious.
One of my personal favorites.
Yeah, same.
There you go. There you go, Milwaukee. Yeah. All right. What do the regulars order?
A lot of the regulars order our low country shrimp off the appetizer menu, and they'll just have it as something to snack on. It's got this nice little Cajun bite to it.
Yeah.
Served with our spicy white barbecue sauce that we make in house.
Oh my gosh.
It's a delicious appetizer.
You're killing me over here. Yeah. Any favorites for the two of you?
The Stephanie Burger.
Oh,
it's a classic, but it's delicious. The sour cream and chive sauce on there is amazing.
Sour cream and chive sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. I love our smoked tri-tip Philly sandwich.
Okay.
Because we smoke that and it just gets so much flavor.
Uh-huh.
And we top it with this horseradish Gouda sauce.
Oh.
It's phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting schooled and educated here on what's. I have a limited, I think I always zero in on, I'm a creature of habits. So I like wear the same hoodie every day. I like eat the same stuff every day. And I come to a place like this and realize, hey, dumb, there's lots of stuff here for you to have.
Yeah.
Let's get in a little bit on, the place is great. Whether you're a local, a visitor, a regular, all that stuff. What about big groups or events, private events? Can you handle that?
Yeah, absolutely we can. Large events are kind of in our DNA. Especially with the catering division.
It's no joke. Like, you're like, you only have 500 people at your event, and that's like a huge event, right? A 100-person event is probably nothing compared to what you have to deal with at Summerfest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, and the great thing about having that kind of that resource, that catering resource for us, is we can customize events to whatever your group may need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've done things as small as a group of 15 with a limited menu to almost a full restaurant takeover
with
buffet setup or different stations in the restaurant. So it's whatever the guest needs, and we can accommodate.
Yeah, our catering division might be doing your wedding, but if you need a rehearsal dinner, this is the place
this
to
is
go.
Perfect. And you have plenty of parking for all your guests.
Absolutely.
Right. Cool. And how do people get in touch? Just website or look up Google, use the Google. Find the SAZs.
Use the Google. Google always knows,
Google
right?
Google always knows.
No, but you can give us a phone call at any time. We'll help you out. Our sales manager is in-house, so we can get you in touch with her right away.
Yeah.
Or go right through our website. They've got some menus on there for you to look at beforehand as well.
Yeah, I get a feeling from this place, and it starts at the top, and it's about this. Can you come in, get a meal, and get out? Yep. But I feel like you want to get to know the people that are coming in here. And this is a relationship-driven place and a handshake-driven place and a phone call-driven place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we don't use a lot of scripts. You know, we don't, even with our serving staff, we don't have them follow a spiel or anything. We want to be genuine. We want to make connections with people.
Let them be themselves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. I kind of, touched on this, but any other like tips, secrets, like anything the regulars know that a local would want to know and to feel like a regular in their first time here?
I would say get here early on brewer game days
and then hang out
for the rest of the
and
shuttles.
Hold on tight, right?
We do take reservations because we're a little bit more limited.
Yeah.
If we're going further out, we can only take so many trips and get people there on time.
Sure.
So making a reservation for those early guarantees your spot on there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything I didn't ask that I should have asked that you're like itching to share?
Not really. I mean, to the locals that know it, it's a great spot to watch for trains.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where the train tracks are right behind our restaurant.
There you go. My kid would love that.
Families love bringing their kids, and they ask for spots by the window. We always try to put them if we can, if we have space.
I never even knew that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'm going to hang out because I have two cocktails here, but I also, and it's, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what time it is. And we'll check out and get some sample some of the stuff too.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you both for coming on. This was awesome.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For inviting us.
Thank you.